At first glance, some of the mailers look like they were sent from state or county election offices. They say time-sensitive government documents are included. Please return immediately. The mailers also include a real voter application for an absentee ballot with the seal of the state of Montana. But the mailers were paid for by the New American Jobs Fund, a PAC co-funded by the League of Conservation Voters and United Steelworkers. Dana Cosby, the elections administrator from Missoula County, says her office fielded over 700 calls, emails, and walk-ins on Monday for voters confused by the flyers.
And these mailers, the two already mailed and the two more that we know of that are coming, have had the tendency to definitely confuse voters.
Confuse, Cosby says, because many voters who received them were already signed up to vote absentee. According to a spokesperson for the Montana Secretary of State's office, voters in every county of Montana received mailers like this. Alyssa Roberts, the National Press Secretary for the League of Conservation Voters, says their PAC sent out three separate mailers between the end of September and this week encouraging voters to sign up for mail-in ballots. She said it was all about getting as many people as possible to vote in the midterm election. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the PAC, co-funded by the League of Conservation Voters, has spent more than $870,000 in support of re-electing John Tester this election cycle. To date, that's more than the PAC has spent on other U.S. Senate races it's backing in Ohio, Arizona, and Nevada. The Montana Democratic Party has also sent out mailers encouraging registered voters to sign up to vote absentee. The party's executive director, Nancy Keenan, says the local mailer had nothing to do with the one sent out by the New American Jobs Fund PAC.
It's about turnout. Turnout is important.
Most polls in Montana's Senate race between Democrat John Tester and Republican Matt Rosendale have called it neck and neck. The Cook Political Report recently moved their rating of the race from leans Democrat to toss-up. Cook says Montana's House race between Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Kathleen Williams has also become more competitive. Absentee ballots go out October 12th. Voters with questions about the status of their ballot can visit the My Voter page on the Montana Secretary of State's website. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.